Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to teach you everything there is to know about personal finances. Whether it's the stuff that you didn't learn in school or that your friends and family don't really tend to talk about, we could say that personal finances are kind of treated like they're a secret diary even. I'm here to unlock and open up the secret diary for you, and that is why I welcome you to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. YouTube edition also. It is so cold right now, and you're going to be listening to this or watching this later than it was recorded, but if you are in, I guess, like northeastern North America, it is friggin' cold. It is negative 42 degrees right now with wind chill, so it's really not a good look. But today is the day that I leave for Australia, which is why these are all pre-recorded. So you're probably going to be watching this or listening to this maybe while I'm there or even after I'm back. So a little bit of a time lag. But today I want to talk to you about something that I always think about when I'm making any sort of purchase or investment or anything. And I think that this is something that happens as you get better with your money, is that you want to spend it less. And I want to talk to you today about spending money, when you should spend money, which sounds like a bit strange because I'm always saying that you should be investing money, but how do I decide what I want to do with my money? When I make a budget, sometimes my budget fluctuates. So obviously my budget is going to be different in the summer than it is in the winter, because I do have the summer Airbnb that is closed from essentially November till April. So I do have a lot more money in the summer, and I have a lot less in the winter because I need to use those profits that I had to pay the expenses. And how do I figure things out? So whenever I see an amount of money in my bank account, I just don't want to spend it, because I guess I have this probably like mentality that maybe I won't get all of my summer booked up. My summer's already pretty booked up at the Airbnb, but that there are all these extra expenses. Now, while I'm recording this, the winery project is still in process, so I don't really know where we're going to be at by the time you're listening to this episode. Maybe the offer will be still active. Maybe I will have pulled out. I have no friggin' clue. But I also have to be conscious that that's going to be a lot of money that I need to pay for another down payment and for all of the projects that would be upcoming. So how am I staying conscious of what I'm spending, but how am I still going on a friggin' trip to Australia? So when I think of money, I always want to think about what will make me happy, but also do that in moderation. So for example, this trip, I went to Whistler last year with my group of friends. And that's when I broke my butt, hilariously. That was really painful. Like for 4 months, I had to sit on a donut pillow. You can't do anything for a broken butt. It's the worst. Like my tailbone, like not my whole butt, but anyways. So I didn't even end up skiing, and it ended up being a pretty expensive trip. But other than that, like I haven't traveled since COVID. I came back from Australia, like because I was working there, on February 29th, 2020. And then I did 2 summers of RV trips, but the RV was borrowed. So it was just really like gas and a couple campsite fees. If you remember that, it really wasn't like a huge thing. But in the meantime, my budget fund was still having like this travel element to it. So I was just accumulating what I would spend on an eventual trip. Then the thing that happens is that I also was becoming a lot better with my money and my investments. And part of what I was thinking all the time was, okay, why would I spend money on this when this can be another down payment on another property? And that's where I think that a lot of people have trouble. And I was speaking to one of my followers the other day, and she was saying, you know, I have no problem putting anything down on a house. Like I won't blink twice thinking about a deposit or a down payment. But she said, I need a new car. My car is dying, but I just don't seem to want to spend the money on it because it's a liability. And that is such a common thing that happens when we get better with our money, is that we don't want to spend it on anything that doesn't give us a return. So you have to measure your return in a different way sometimes. You have to measure a return in your happiness, in your like personal development, in your quality of life, and things like that. It's all in moderation, right? Because you don't want to be only buying like investments all the time, but you don't want to only be buying things that are fleeting all the time and not working towards investments. So this is what I do. I think about this trip, right? So I had this travel fund that was accumulating, and my friend had been saying for years, we've been friends since we were 4 years old. And he's been saying for years, like, we need to go on a trip together. It's crazy that we've never gone like away together. We've done road trips to Vermont and stuff, but never been abroad or away or on a plane together, which is actually insane considering how long that's been. But anyways, we found out that World Pride was happening in Sydney, and like we had to go to it because it would be such a fun event, and one of my really good friends lives there. So anyways, as I was thinking about planning this trip, we were looking at how expensive the flights initially were, and we ended up managing to get I think 15% off, and it was less expensive by the time we actually booked, but the flight was really quite expensive. So we decided that we wanted to do it, that we could maximize the time we were going. And I made a really bold decision to use like all of my vacation days on this trip, to make it a 3-week trip so that it was worth it. So like, what is it that I'm doing in moderation? Well, some of the stuff I was like, okay, well, the flight was really quite expensive, so how can we kind of make up for that in different ways while we're there? Because I don't want this to become like a $10,000 trip. So one of the things that we did is that we decided to stay in Airbnbs so that we can have like breakfast and stuff at home and use our own stove. And my friend is competing in the CrossFit Games when he comes back, so we actually do need to stay healthy, which is like going to be fun because we can just stay in and cook and then enjoy the beach all day. So places that we might have spent a bit more money on because of the proximity of the beach, but we're not going to be wasting money on Ubers all the time. So those are the kinds of decisions that we thought about because we put some thought into planning the trip, which if you know me, that's very unlike me, but I was trying to be conscious of the fact that I don't want to spend an enormous amount of money on a trip. Like, it would be crazy to spend like over $10,000 on a trip. Don't worry, it's nowhere near there so far. But in that sense, it's important to look at those things and analyze the benefits. In a completely change of gear, I know that I've spoken about this before, but some like beauty treatments I find are so expensive. I don't know why it's just expected of women that like our nails are going to be done all the time and our hair is going to be done all the time. And I know my hair is done right now, but I don't always have everything like completely together because I do some things myself. So my hair, my sister is really nice. She's really generous. And she does give me a really generous sisterly discount. And that's kind of one of the main things that I decided that like, okay, I'll spend money on this because it's something I can do myself. It's something that makes me happy, makes me feel good, it makes me feel confident because I just really like having the long hair with the extensions. And it's something that I maintain and just keep doing usually, most of the time. With my lashes, I'm kind of back and forth on that. I was getting my lashes done, and the problem was that like I found after like 5 days, I felt like I had no lashes, and I would get them done every 2 weeks, and it does really add up. It was like $75 with tip, and I also had to take like a really long chunk of time to get there. So I would get my appointment super early, so it was before work hours, and I was basically spending like 2 hours like with driving and everything going to get my lashes done. It was the same thing with my nails. I don't know what is going on in Halifax. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not going to the right places, but it was $120 to get a manicure. And it was really beautiful. It was literally the nicest manicure I've ever gotten in my life. But I just was like, this is ridiculous. I can't spend this every 3 weeks. Like, that's some people's rent. So that was something that I stopped doing. And if you follow me on Instagram, I got like an at-home gel nail kit. And it's obviously not the same as the salon, but it's easy to do. I can do it if I'm like watching TV or something at night. My nails aren't done right now, by the way, but they usually are done. And with the lashes, I figured I can just get like the glue-on pair if I'm going out, or just wear mascara like 99% of people that do their lashes do. So those are some decisions that I was making. And sometimes like we have to decide if something really feels like it's worth it or not. And then how it makes us feel, So like the lashes, I loved it, but it made me feel like sickened by how much money I was spending and that I was not happy with how they looked most of the time, because it was like those first 5 days I was getting the goodness out of them. But then the other like nine, I felt like I had none left. So it was just a silly expense for me. And it doesn't mean that it's a silly expense for everyone. This is for me. Again, personal finances. Got to take the personal part out of it. Into it. Into the equation. So those are some choices that I made. I know that I was talking with someone the other day who told me that their boyfriend's thing is cars. And they love cars. And cars is a part of this person's budget. This is someone whose podcast I was on a couple weeks ago. Teeny. So he likes cars. And a lot of people like cars. Men and women and anyone in between love cars. And that's just sometimes your passion. I think if it works in your budget and you can make it make sense, then there's no problem with liking these things. I know that there's a lot about how a car is a liability, but like, are my lashes an asset? Not really, no. So maybe just a bigger expense, but if you really love cars and you can make it work into your budget, then that's what you can spend money on. As long as it's making sense to you and it feels right and you're not like sacrificing food or like paying off your credit card or any sort of big debt, then spend money on what you want to spend money on. I know that there are people that love shoes. There are people that love like bags and sunglasses, and everyone has their thing. Like some people just like that full beauty treatment, like head to toe. And if you can afford it and you can make it work, but you still have all of your investments and you're still working towards building your future, then why not? I was watching the YouTube channel Financial Audit the other day, and I love that. I love it so much because it seems, from what I've observed, I've watched maybe about 10 episodes of it. It seems like what I've observed is that a lot of people don't understand or don't even know where to begin with their finances. They don't even know necessarily that they're doing something wrong because it's what all their friends are doing. But if you take all of your friends, for example, do you all have the same job and the same salary and the same lifestyle and the same expenses? Well, probably not. If I compared myself to any of my coworkers, we have a really different lifestyle because I have 3 friggin' properties and some of them might have just one that they live in. So it can be so different. I know some coworkers that are still living at home. There are some coworkers that are living in like remote regions. There are some people that live in downtown Toronto. So all of these people, we're all going to be spending money completely differently. So just because your friend is doing it, it doesn't mean that you should do it or vice versa. So when you look at your finances, make sure that they're personal, that they make sense to you. Because like, for example, in this financial audit I was listening to the other day, I can't remember his name, but this guy was a part owner of a company, and he was paid a certain amount, and the main guy owned 80% of the company, and he was spending money in the same way that probably the 80% owner was spending money, and not really computing that they're not on the same level here and that it's not the same split of everything between the two of them. And he was like one of those people that he was learning. And as the producer was talking to him, he was asking questions and trying to learn and trying to better himself. And I think that's where we need to just like ask for help when needed, try to figure things out. If you can figure out how to make your budget balance, then ask someone for help. Like there's really no shame in that. As the producer, I can't remember, Caleb? Was speaking to him, he was saying, well, like, do you invest in anything? Do you invest in the stock market? And he was telling him about the S&P 500, and he was explaining how historically it's grown an average of 10% per year. And he was explaining to him that if he had invested, I think $10,000, that in 30 years, it'd be $172,000. And he was in disbelief because he just like didn't know about this. And he said, well, is that guaranteed? And he said, no, it's not guaranteed. It's an all investments have risk to it. But that's just an example of of what you could have. But delaying that by 10 years will mean that you'll have $100,000 less by the time you're that same age. And starting earlier is so important. So I am going off on a bit of a tangent here, but that's the difference between spending money and investing it. And choosing that happy medium between the two that makes sense to you, that makes sense to future you. Because I, again, referring back to Teenie's podcast, the Are You Okay that I was featured on a little while ago, I don't think, well, this again, this is my personal philosophy. This is just my opinion. I don't believe in being the full, like, balls to the wall, crazy, don't spend a single dime, everything goes into my investments kind of thing. Like living off of ramen and never going out versus the insane spending every single dollar, potentially even more, that you make. So there's like a happy medium in the middle, somewhere in the middle, that you're both investing and saving and staying financially fit, but you're still having an enjoyable life as you go along. I think that people think that, okay, we never know how long we have. This could be my last day on earth. I'm going to enjoy it. But you can also do that while planning for the future in the case that this is not, in fact, your last day on earth. So I want to leave you with that, is just to think about when you're spending money, what exactly you're getting out of it. Are you getting like this temporary fleeting joy? Because remember Stephanie, shopping problem Stephanie, I would come home and be like, what the heck, at my credit card? I'd look at my closet, I was overwhelmed, I had too much stuff in it. My lashes falling off, I was getting sad. I was getting my nails done and they were so pretty, but it made me feel so unwell, especially when I calculated over a year how much I'd spend and how much that could be towards a deposit on a house or anything really. I know I did talk about the $30 purchases versus the $30,000 purchases on my last podcast, but it is something that does add up, especially when there's a lot of those $30 purchases or $120 nails in this case. So figure out what those are worth to you, what exactly it means to you. Does it really bring you all of the joy that you'd want it to bring you? Or are you just doing it because like your friends are doing it, or you feel like you need to do something just to keep up with others? When I'm on my trip, if I don't feel like doing something, not just because of finances, but if I don't feel like doing something, and I do this in general, I'll just say I have no interest. Like when my friends ask me to go out for dinner, I'm like, how about we stay in and cook because I'm trying to save money to buy a winery right now. And they're like, yeah, sure. Because what kind of friends would say, I mean, if they really want to go out, if you're like ruining someone's birthday plans or something, that's different. But I think that if you just want to catch up with your friends, then you don't need to go out and spend $700 on dinner. All of those things, some food for thought. I don't know if you're enjoying this whole YouTube stuff. Hopefully you are. Let me know in the comments. If you want to listen to this, just keep listening to it on podcasts. It's also an option. I'm available pretty much anywhere that you can stream a podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. Have a great week.